In mid-January, Vermont Lieutenant Governor David Zuckerman, a progressive, began a run for governor. That resulted in several Democrats announcing their campaigns for lieutenant governor. Assistant Attorney General Molly Gray made her announcement in late January, and the Democrat traveled across the state last week to officially kick off her campaign. Gray tells WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley her goal is to reinvigorate rural communities and protect Vermont's land and environment.
I'm running for three reasons. One, yes, to make sure Vermont's rural communities are thriving, to ensure Vermont is the best place to raise and support families, and to protect the land for future generations. All of that because we need to bring a generation back to Vermont, and we need to keep a generation here. That is the focus of this campaign. That is why I'm running. I'm a fourth-generation Vermonter who grew up on a vegetable and dairy farm in Newberry, which is in Orange County. I'm a product of Vermont's education system, went to public school here, went to the University of Vermont, and obtained my law degree from Vermont Law School. And there's a whole generation that continues to talk about how much they love this state, how they want to come home to take care of family, how they want to come home to be part of our rural communities and to keep them thriving. And they're also worried about climate change and being in a place that's safe and protected for the future. So the Lieutenant Governor's office is really special in that it can be a platform for a statewide conversation on those issues. And I would be committed to working with and supporting the legislature and the governor in achieving those goals.
Molly, you've mentioned this new generation that's needed. What's missing in Montpelier that your generation can fill and can move forward on?
We continue to talk about the demographic challenges. I think the governor has done a good job of identifying the challenges. But what we don't have are people who've had a lived experience, right? So I graduated from law school with student loan debt. And every month I take every penny that I have to pay off that debt. And there's a generation of Vermonters that are doing that. That impacts our ability to buy a home. That impacts our ability to have children. That impacts our ability to take care of parents who are aging. I want to take care of my parents. And without having some of that lived experience and conversation in statewide office, I don't think we can come up with real solutions to our greatest challenges. So that's why I think it's important to have someone like me in statewide office at this time.
When you take a look at the lieutenant governor's office, though, that's a very flexible sort of office that doesn't really introduce legislation. So why is that the best seat for you to focus on to advance the sorts of things that you feel Montpelier should be focusing on?
We need to have a statewide conversation about the crossroads that we're at. The issues of our demographic challenges are not Reedsboro or Swanton or Pownall or Canaan. They're statewide. So in order to bring the voices of a generation that are impacted by the things that I mentioned, we need to have someone who's had that lived experience. But also we need to be able to celebrate what makes us unique, celebrate where we're at. What does a 21st century rural economy look like? What does it mean to have 3,000 or more incredible farmers who are thinking about a diversified economy? Those are conversations that are not specific to a select board or a representative or senator. Those are statewide issues, and using the office to profile and highlight that.
Molly Gray, have you ever held an elective office before?
I have not, but I do feel that I have the qualifications to be an incredibly effective leader. As I said, I grew up on a farm in Vermont. I'm deeply connected to our working lands and our agricultural community. I'm a product of our education system and can talk about what it means to have gone to a small local, both high school and elementary school. I worked for Congressman Welch, helped get him elected in 2006, and then served Vermont and Washington and understand the legislative process. I fought for the rights of the most vulnerable as a lawyer and human rights advocate for the last 10 years and now serve as an assistant attorney general statewide. I feel like the experience I bring is different at a time when we need different experience. We don't need more Montpelier in Montpelier. We need more Vermont in Montpelier.
You've already got some significant support from some pretty well-known Vermonters.
We do, we do. And we have some more endorsements coming that we will be rolling out in the coming weeks and months. Madeline Cunin, Governor Madeline Cunin, Vermont's first woman governor and only woman governor. I'm so pleased to have her support and endorsement.
You actually announced back at the end of January. We've had a few other folks enter the race since then. Are you surprised that there's so much interest in this race this year?
As I talk to Vermonters around the state, everyone's looking for something different. Everyone's looking for a vision. Everyone wants to tell their story of their downtown and their community that is not all gloom and doom. We have so much to offer as a state. And so I think our hope is that we have a campaign that's incredibly inclusive, incredibly engaging, and that we're telling those stories.
Assistant Attorney General Molly Gray faces current Senate Pro Tem Tim Ash, State Senator Debbie Ingram of Williston, and 2018 gubernatorial candidate Brenda Siegel in the August 11th Democratic primary for lieutenant governor. Interviews with other candidates are at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.